This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Sapsucker, you say? Yellow-bellied even? Your first image may be of a cowardly bird or a scene from The Honeymooners. At least those of you old enough to remember seeing the reruns. However, there are others who see red. Homeowners have accused these lovely birds of killing their trees. My friend and certified arborist Faith Applequist says, not true. She says the sapsuckers bore neatly horizontal rows of holes into the trunk and limbs of trees. The sap that flows attracts insects that they eat, which are high protein and high fat. The sapsuckers use the sap as a sort of dipping sauce, as it's just slightly sugared. In fact, it's mostly water with just 2.5% sugar content. As a comparison, nectar is 25% sugar. Faith says, don't worry about your trees, they're fine. The wounds the birds make will quickly scab over. The caveat is that if trees are already stressed or in decline for other reasons, they may be set back by bacteria or fungi that enter the wound. I'll have pictures on my website, gardenbite.com, and also a link to Faith's website, Tree Quality. She adds that if you do find the telltale signs of sapsucker damage, consider yourself lucky. These birds are doing good, eating a huge amount of bloodthirsty mosquitoes and other pests in the garden. There are 4 species of sapsuckers. The yellow-bellied is native to my Minnesota. The best way to attract woodpeckers to your yard is with a suet feeder. I've occasionally seen a pileated woodpecker in my neighborhood. If you've ever seen one or heard their Rodan monster-like cry, you're lucky too. Magnificent birds. If you're still not interested in them hanging out in your yard, you can wrap hardwire cloth around the offended tree. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.